You're listening to the Study Clicks podcast, your number one source for junior and leaving cert tips. We make exams easier. Welcome back to another edition of the Study Clicks podcast.
You're listening to Nessa and Ebert, two people who work for Study Click. We're going to talk about everything to do with the mocks. We're going to say how to deal with them, how to plan for them, what to do after them, what they mean to your Leaving Cert overall. So stay tuned as we talk about how to handle all that.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk out there about the mocks, and a lot of it is
A
lot of misunderstandings and a lot of inconsistencies or lack of transparency. And yeah, so we're just gonna clear that all up. We're gonna chat about our own experience.
Yes.
We both have successfully
survived
the mocks and can
give two sets of mocks, actually, junior cert and leaving cert.
True. Yeah. So we've been through it all and hopefully can give you some advice.
Yeah, to start off, I think it's, even though it seems like a bit obvious, most people listening to this know what the mocks are, I think it's good to just kind of give some up, because some people are a bit confused about what the mocks are. And the mocks are not done by the State Examination Commission, they're done by companies who sell their paper. They replicate the exam papers, the State Examination Commission, but they sell their papers to the schools. And is there about three? I don't think there's many.
No, there's two. So there is DEB.
Yes.
And there's Examcraft.
Ah.
They are the two companies who produce the mock papers. And depending on your school, unless you know your school and you've asked your teachers or whatever, you won't know.
Right. I don't until you know do
it.
Our school was,
but it really, it doesn't make a big difference.
It's not important.
They base their questions on past papers, so it's going to be as accurate as possible.
And they do base it on what they predict will come up. They work off what hasn't come up in a few years. So it is like they're predicting themselves.
Yeah.
What they think will come up. But don't take it to be any bit accurate about what will come up in the actual exam. Yeah. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and I think a lot when I was doing the mocks, a lot of my classmates were saying, oh, if it comes up on the mock, then it won't come up in the actual exam.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying that in school as well.
I think that comes from the belief that whoever makes the mocks is associated with the SEC, the State Examinations Commission. So, yeah, like we said, they have nothing to do with each other. Just because it comes up in the mocks doesn't mean it won't come up in your actual exam. Just as well as if it comes up in the mock, that doesn't ensure that it will come up in the exam. So just try and kind of put all of those ideas and thoughts to one side. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, when you're doing the actual exams in June, you know, the only thing you should be taking from the mocks is timing and experience and things like that. Don't focus on the actual stuff that came up, because it has nothing to do with what will come up in the actual exam.
I think one of the most important things about, or one of the most important aspects about the mocks, is that they're a trial run. And that you get to practice the Leaving Cert before you actually do it. And I think for a lot of students, it's kind of like a wake-up call about timings. That's your first time realising, oh, I actually have to do so much writing and so much answering these questions, and I only have so much time to do it. So I think it's really good to plan out exactly how much time you're going to need. And, you know, if you run out of time in the mocks, it's fine, because they're just the mocks. It's not the real thing. So
yeah. And I think that's definitely something that a lot of students worry about, because they take the mocks a bit too seriously. That's what I have definitely seen from working at Study Clicks and talking to different students, that people get super stressed about doing well or not doing well in the mocks. And it's just, it's
the mocks.
It's not a big deal. Really, honestly, it isn't. And I know that's not to belittle some people's efforts or work that they've put into it, but they're not there to stress you out. They're there to help you. The whole point of the mocks is to show yourself where you are, what you still need to work on, kind of where you're at. So yeah, don't use the mocks as something to freak out over or be worried that you haven't done enough, because if anything, it's just going to show you, oh yeah, okay, I haven't done enough here. I'm definitely going to work on that and then have it ready for June. So
just gauging what you need to know or what you need to work on.
Yeah.
Is what.
And that links in then with the timing. So if you don't get your timing right in the mocks, it's fine. In English, I really didn't finish that essay in time. I'm going to have to practice that over the next couple of weeks and months, and I'm going to have it ready. I'm going to have my timing right in June. And that's kind of all it is, really.
Yeah, I know. I remember, like, I was so edgy in school because, you know, everyone does, like, oh, the mocks are so sickening. Why do you have to do them? They're so pointless. And I remember saying, if the Leaving Cert wasn't bad enough, they make you do it twice. But
You're so sassy as a child.
Oh, my God. It's, yeah, just try not to get too stressed out about them. But do, like, put the work in, and then when you get the results, you know what to work on. And I've always found after the mocks, the term flies, absolutely flies. So use your, once you get your results, make out a plan and know exactly what you want to do, what you want, areas you want to improve on, and where you want to go from there. We've talked about what to do after the mocks, but I think a lot of people listening to this is are probably preparing for their mocks. So we should talk about, you know, the mock exam survival guide.
Mm-hmm. It's like any other exam, really. I mean, you've all done Christmas exams, you've done summer exams, you know the drill.
You got this.
The only difference is maybe for some of you, it might be your first time seeing official exam papers that I know for our school, our teachers, because the time was always less if you're doing Christmas exams, so maybe they would only give us one essay and two reading comprehensions if it's French or whatever.
Yeah, you get the full thing.
You get the full thing. You have to do it all. You're in the exact same conditions that it would be for the actual exams. So.
I think my teachers made me do like orals as well for French and Irish.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes.
Yeah,
some schools
would be do the same. So yeah, you get the full Leaving Cert experience.
Yeah. So just use the knowledge and the experience that you have from doing the Christmas and summer exams. And the only difference is the timing. So I think once you have prepared, if you have, the best way I suppose to study at home for it and to prepare at home for it is to watch your timing. You know, what I would do for English, for example, was, because English is notoriously
the worst for timing.
Yeah. So what I would do is time myself at home and say, okay, I can only spend 50 minutes on this essay. And it's beneficial because I can then give that essay to my teacher and she would correct it for me. And I'm sure, unless you have really horrible teachers,
yeah,
if you give them work, they're there to help you. So I really think that, you know, practice your timing at home, have a timer on your phone, get those right. And otherwise, I mean, you've prepared for it. Everything that you've done in school, in class, all the work you've done so far, that's,
you're already preparing for the mocks.
Yeah.
You know.
And I think for some students, a lot of students actually, obviously you're not going to have all of the course finished. I think maths is a big one that, or maybe it was just my school, that the maths, we really didn't finish the final chapter of the maths course until
Project Maths
literally like the week.
Phased in at the time, wasn't it?
Yeah. We were going to extracurricular classes after school.
Sounds like a nightmare.
To try and finish the maths course. And it's probably the same for some other teachers. So by the time you do the mocks, there's just some questions that you will not answer because you haven't done it. And I get some people asking me, oh, how am I going to like do this question? I haven't done it. Don't worry. Your teacher is not going to expect you to have done that.
Yeah, the teacher didn't set the exam, but they do correct it and they know what you don't.
Well, they don't always correct it. We have to say that. Some schools do get them sent away.
Oh, really? I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, so your school might be the one who sends them away, but if that is the case, I assume that your teacher sends away a note saying don't mark question 6, we haven't done it yet, whatever it is. So if you're worried about that, don't.
Just don't worry, be happy. Another piece of advice, I suppose, is depending on what time you're listening to this, you know, start studying now, and whatever time it is, preparation is always key. It's the key to keeping, like, because exams are always going to stress you out, but stress is what happens when you don't feel prepared, when you go into something not knowing how it's gonna go. And I just feel if you make out a study plan now and you stick to it, especially if it's early enough in the year and you're feeling good about resolutions and all that, it's just really good to make some kind of plan, even if it's, you know, little bits and pieces. Just make a study plan, gather up as much knowledge as you can, and do your best.
Yeah, and I think stress is always a hard one because obviously people deal with exams and the stress of it all in different ways, and it hits some people a lot more than it does others. But my advice there is always to just try and take yourself away from the situation, kind of look at it with a different perspective, because when you think about how unimportant all of these exams are in the bigger scheme of things,
yeah,
when like you're going to be 30 and be like, what was I worried about? This was just so...
You took such a leap there.
Okay.
You're going to be 30. Okay, when you're... You just said next year.
Sure, okay. When you're 19 and looking back on this, you won't even remember what was on your exam. Mm. It's just, it's a waste of energy to be that stressed about it. And I know it's so easy to say, just don't be worried. Because obviously it doesn't come that easy for some people.
You'll always have some deal... like level of stress that you're always going to have to deal with, like that's natural.
Yeah, but I think ways of reducing it is definitely to try and look at it from a different perspective. Consider the more important things in your life, maybe make a list of what's more important to you than these exams. That might help. And preparation, yeah, make sure you're prepared, because, and remind yourself, if I'm prepared, I have nothing to worry about. Breathing exercises, if that's your thing, you can definitely, there's different apps like Headspace, you can meditate, maybe take a few moments in every day to just chill out, have them for you, be silent. Yoga is great, you know, if you wanted to...
This is a yoga podcast.
Yeah, I mean, okay, fair enough, I know there's...
Everyone has their own ways of relaxing.
Yeah, and you have, maybe don't think that you have time to do yoga, but... I don't know. I feel like if people, when they say they don't have enough time to do these things to chill out and relax, it actually ends up being worse for them, because you can get so stressed and anxious that you end up, you have such like this gray cloud in your brain that you can't study anyway. And okay, that hinders your study. Whereas if you
end up
took,
losing time.
Yeah, if you took just 15 minutes out of your day to relax or chill out, watch TV, whatever it is for you that is relaxing, and then go back to your study, you'll find you'll be way more...
So much more beneficial in the long run.
Yeah, you'll be far more efficient and productive. So don't underestimate taking breaks. You're allowed it. If you've worked hard, you deserve it.
Well said.
Thanks.
Thinking about preparation, when these... One of the best things to do, obviously, and we say this so often and often, again and again in Study Clicks, look over past papers, because...
We do love our past papers at Study Clicks.
That's what we're about.
I mean, obviously on the topic of mocks, we do have mocks on our website. You have to be a premium member, but I mean,
this
who
is
doesn't the, want to be a premium member?
Be a premium member stuff.
Yeah, no. So it's, yeah, we're not going to make this salesy, but it's €55 for the whole year. You would pay that on one grind.
You could, yeah.
So it's really worth it to get to see.
It's a great investment, honestly.
Yeah, so obviously you can all see the state exam papers, but the having the mock papers is definitely helpful, because you can see what kind of stuff... The mocks can sometimes be a bit strange. They're not exactly like the state exam papers. They phrase stuff a bit differently.
I found that about the mocks.
They can be a bit strange, although they're like heavily based on the state exam papers. They can be quite different, so I think it's helpful to use StudyClick then to see our mock papers, because they can give you an idea of... what might come up in your mock, and you know how it's phrased a bit differently.
Yeah, compare them, yeah.
Things like that. And if nothing else, it just gives you more practice.
Yeah, content.
And it then links back to you being prepared. The more content you look at, the more questions that you've covered, the more prepared you'll be, and the less stuff that will come up that'll shock you.
Yeah, there's no bad thing about looking over past papers just again and again.
It is, it's key. And it's just how you succeed.
Really, yeah.
In the Leaving Cert and the Junior Cert, because it's the same stuff.
It comes up again and again. They love asking the same questions again and again.
Yeah.
Speaking personally, what was your own experience with the mocks?
Yeah, I think the timing thing was definitely a huge thing, that I was really shocked by how little time I had, and being under the exam pressure and exam conditions, it was definitely new. But I remember thinking they went horribly and knowing that I definitely wouldn't get good marks. And then in the end, I actually did, because the thing is that you might think, oh, I did so badly. I wrote so badly. I didn't have enough time. I didn't finish this question. I should have said this instead of this. But the teachers know that these thoughts are going through your head, and they take that into account when they're marking it. You know, they do, when they mark your essay that you did for homework, they're going to be more harsh, because you had time, you had more resources, you had, you know, more capacity to kind of do the best that you can. Whereas when you're in exam conditions, there's a lot of stress, there's time pressure, you're not going to be able to produce the same quality stuff as you would.
You're drawing everything from your head rather
than notes. And the teachers, they know this, and they mark accordingly. So even if you think, oh, I've done so much better than that as homework, the teachers know that, and they're not going to mark it the same as they would a homework piece. So don't worry about not having done your best, or, you know, 99% of the time you do better than you think you do. So it's hard to convince yourself of that once the exam is done, but I think it's important to remember that you probably did better than you think you did.
Yeah. It's nearly always the case.
Yeah.
Or what I remembered of it. I think I just something very, very general that always went around was this kind of idea that the mocks are always harder than the real thing.
Yeah, which that's true.
It can be true sometimes, but I suppose it's not a wise thing to be thinking all the time. I remember actually finding that the Leaving Cert was harder. But being alone and thinking that, no one else actually, everyone was like, oh no, I thought the mocks were harder. And I did end up actually doing better in the Leaving Cert than the mocks itself. And most students do.
I think most people do, yeah.
Nearly so everyone goes up.
When you get your mock results, don't worry about it, because 90% of people do better.
Yeah.
So, chin up.
You still have more of the syllabus to cover, like we said before, like you're going to be 10 times more prepared by the time you do the real thing. So, yeah, get all these kind of myths or just general ideas out of your head and just do it.
And a lot of the time your classmates and your friends can kind of be your worst enemies after exams. I know it's really hard to resist the temptation to talk about the exam straight afterwards. What did you say for this? What did you say for that? Oh, I didn't get
the source.
It's so damaging.
It's awful, you really, in maths particularly.
I mean, I still do it after exams and I know I shouldn't, but it's
yeah, you can't help it.
Yeah. But try to be the bigger person and say, no.
Let's talk about the next thing.
Yeah.
How can I help you?
Yeah,
Here's a picture of a puppy.
Oh, no, I don't want to talk about it. Let's focus on the next exam. You can say that. Be that strong person.
Be that person.
Yeah. I would love to have had someone in my class that said that. I would genuinely have thought that they were really cool and really strong, confident person.
Be that cool person.
Be that person.
Okay, with regards to preparing for the mocks and how to plan it all out, how would you recommend to use StudyClicks to prepare?
Oh, use the StudyClicks study plan.
Woohoo!
We have a great template, which is really helpful. It's for every week. So you just fill in different time slots for every day of the week. And you can do an hour of French, an hour of home ec, an hour of whatever. The beauty of it is that it's empty. You fill it in yourself. You can choose personally what how much time you want to spend on it, which subject you want to spend your time on. But it's really crucial to have a study plan, because if you just sit down and say, okay, I'm going to study now, but you have nothing planned out, you will waste so much time.
Yeah.
Also the feeling of being satisfaction organized. When you can like tick off the little box and say, yes, I have my hour of French done now. I studied what I had planned to study. You feel so good. Like it's this like not pathetic, but kind of, you feel this really sad joy. From getting this little joy from having studied, but it's just such a nice feeling.
Even if it's a small achievement, it's still an achievement.
Yeah, it's like having a to-do list and being able to cross out everything you've done. It's very satisfying.
Yeah.
So
even being the act of being organized and printing out the thing, and even before you do anything, the idea that, oh, I'm going to do this thing as you write it out, that feeling of being organized will kind of give you the drive you need to be like that all the time and, you know, to get things done. Basically. Another thing I'd recommend with the study plan is don't generalize too much when you say, oh, study French.
Yeah.
Break it down. Say study irregular verbs. You know, don't say study biology, because you could mean anything by that.
Yeah, that's really good advice. And if you want to find the study plan, by the way, head to our blog.
It's under the blog
section. Study advice section, there is a how to make the perfect study plan. And there's a link to it in there. So check it out. And I think what I get a lot when students are chatting to me on the website, a lot of people really seem to struggle with fitting everything in the time that they have, because some students might do 10 subjects, sometimes more, and it's really stressful and difficult, obviously, to try and fit all of those subjects into a certain amount of weeks before the mock exam, a certain amount of days. And a lot of people ask, how do you handle it? How do you kind of fit it all in on top of homework, on top of extracurricular stuff? Maybe you do football, maybe you do music, whatever it is. I mean, you did music outside of school.
I did as an extra subject. I did eat altogether.
How did you? Madness. Yeah, you did a lot of, as well as having extracurricular activities. So how did you sort of fit it all in time?
In general, in doing lots of subjects, again, with the study plan, just make sure that you're giving every equal weight to all your subjects. If you might be studying way more for biology because you feel like there's so much in it, as opposed to maybe English, where you have only 5 sections, which, you know, biology has like 30. So just make sure you're giving, remember that there's the same points going for every subject, and just to try and divide your time up equally between all of them. Yeah. Be smart about it.
And I suppose you should also play to your strengths. So like, if you're really strong or you're really confident with biology, let's say, and it really comes to you easily, you might need as much time.
Yeah,
you don't need to spend as much time on biology as you would for French. Let's say you're struggling with French and you do need to give French maybe an extra hour a week than you would biology. So it might be no harm to make out a list and kind of try and rank yourself. Maybe put a percentage next to each subject in the list and say, okay, my French is at 70%. That equals to 3 hours a week or whatever it might be. Everyone is different. I find it really hard to, when people come and they say, oh, can you give me a study plan or can you help me make a timetable? It's really difficult because every student is so different. So it's important that you learn your own study habits and what works best for you, how much time you need to do it. Prioritize, you know, in some situations when you have extra stuff going on and you're struggling to juggle everything, it might be worthwhile to maybe put an extracurricular activity on pause until you're finished the exams. If you have a part-time job, maybe ask to get less hours. If you have nothing extra going on, but you're still just finding it really tough, which does happen. And is very, I mean, it's a lot of people criticize the Irish system for that. That I think in England, they only have 5 subjects for their...
Oh, it's far less, yeah.
Yeah, and it makes a lot more sense. But you just got to deal with it. So I suppose...
It's not changing anything.
Break it down and don't get overwhelmed. Just try and do small pieces for every subject, one bit at a time. And before you know it, you will have covered the whole course. Because at the end of the day, they don't create the course to make it inachievable. They don't do it in such a way where, oh, let's put on so much content that they'll never be able to learn in time. Yeah, it might seem like that, but it's not. So... Yeah, it's easy for me to sit here having done it and say, oh, just learn it one bit at a time.
Just do it.
Because I know every situation is different, but yeah. Breaking it down will help a lot. Making a proper study plan, prioritizing what can you give up, where can you gain more time, what needs more time, where are you weak, where are you strong. These are all the things that are going to help you decide how to manage your time.
I was going to bring back to the point that you said earlier about knowing... writing down the percentages of what your strengths, of what you feel you're better at. That's where the mocks come in again. The results of the mocks will show you what subjects are strongest. Mm-hmm. So
and even coming into the mocks, if you take your results from the Christmas exams, if you had them, or maybe the summer exams from the previous year.
Whatever your last exams were.
Basically. Yeah, use those and kind of say, oh, okay, I got 50 in geography, but I got 80 in history. Obviously, I need to spend more time on geography and... Don't neglect history, obviously. Yeah. You need to keep revising, keep refreshing that information, but do put a bit more focus on whatever subject is weaker. And yeah, exactly. So your past exam results, don't look at it negatively that you only got whatever 50 in geography. Look at it, okay, that's helpful. I haven't done the big ultimate exam yet. I'm going to use this result and use it to know how and for how long I need to study now while I'm preparing for the real deal.
Yeah. Most important thing is to not get negative about it. A lot of people just see them as, oh, the mocks are so unnecessary. They're just another form of torture for students. Their practice, the trial run, like it is, it's really beneficial to you in the long run. The chance to actually practice the Leaving Cert or the Junior Cert before you do it is actually, like we said before, it's simulating exam conditions will make you less nervous when you're in the exam yourself because, oh, I've been here already. You know, I've done this all before. It will be, while if you're going into them now and you're like, oh no, I wish I didn't have this, just think about it in a few months' time where it's just going to be really helpful and it's just going to make you feel a lot better.
Yeah, because then you're not going in completely unknown what's going to come up.
Yeah.
You have...
It's not uncharted territory.
You've done it before, yeah. So what would we say are our top three study clicks tips for the mocks? I think definitely study plan.
Study plan's a
big
one.
If you do not have a plan, please pause this podcast and go find it on our study clicks blog.
Google search study clicks study plan.
Yeah, yeah. Or messages. Me or any member of the team are always happy to chat to you at any stage. So send us an email if you need to, or chat to us on the site. We're happy to help.
The email is info@studyclicks.ie. More accessible again is Facebook, Instagram. Although it's kind of more distracting if you're going onto the social medias, but there's messaging features on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and on Snapchat, so you can get us on those as well.
Mm-hmm. Back to the top three tips.
Oh, yes.
So number one, study plan.
Study plan.
Number two, what do you think?
Timing. Try to get the timing as well as you can the first, so that if you still run out of time, you can revise it again for the real thing.
Mm-hmm. And I think number three is just stay positive.
Stay positive, yeah. Don't
forget. Yeah, your whole attitude towards it. So stay
positive. Important, yeah.
See it as a benefit to you. See it as a positive thing. Don't let it get you down, because at the end of the day, it's there to help you. And
they're a good thing. I know they don't look like it.
It sounds so lame to say that.
We love exams.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah, just keeping a positive attitude will really benefit you.
In every aspect of life.
We're going to start a general life advice podcast after this. But yeah, I remember a piece of advice always said to me is like, you're always going to have to do things you don't want to do. So it's not going to help you to be miserable while you do them.
Yeah.
So just do it and adapt a positive attitude about it. And then it will be over.
I think any time you have a negative thought, recognize that you're having this negative thought and then challenge it. So kind of say, how is this negative thought helping me right now? Is it benefiting me? And if you realize, no, it is literally no advantage to me right now, then get rid of that negative thought.
You're so wise.
I'm so wise. It's crazy.
We should become therapists.
So I think that's all the wisdom we can impart today, Nessa.
Yeah, I think so. I think we probably repeated ourselves a lot anyway. So for risk of repeating ourselves again, we'll leave it there for today. Best of luck if you're about to undertake your mocks.
Yeah, I really hope that you got some benefit from what we were saying.
Yeah.
If
you're still here, thanks.
To repeat, we've both done this. This advice has been proven to work. So,
yeah,
best of luck. Keep using study clicks. We're there to help you anytime. And yeah, we have complete faith in you. You'll be great. Don't worry at all.
You got this. Bye. All right.
See ya.